Your husband will hate me for this. Microwave it. It's even better. Microwave your cereal. It's so great. It pops in your mouth. Yeah. Anyway.
Welcome back to A Year Unhinged. Today, we are doing some very important, serious work in that we are taking some BuzzFeed quizzes. Specifically, the first one right out of the chute caught my eye because it made me go, hold on. I need to know which cereal actually represents who you really are. Now, for format, I'm trying to think, should we try to come to a consensus on each of these, or should we take each of them twice?
We could do what is this podcast's
The
unhinged results.
That's a good one. I like that.
And take it together. Okay.
I like it. So it's less about what cereal actually represents us individually, but us together for the project. The quiz asks, what is one of your strengths? What is one of the strengths of this project, this podcast, this YouTube show? Good with people, hard worker, sense of humor, smart, creative, or kind? Right out of the chute, I can't help but lean towards sense of humor, but I don't know. I feel like it's pretty creative.
Yeah, hardworking too.
That's a problem.
We do get a lot done for this project.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do.
Maybe, I think, sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm good with that one. Because it's hard when it's like, what's one of your strengths? All of these, except for maybe good with people because of reasons. But, you know. Pick an accessory. Hat, necklace, watch, belt, sunglasses, or headband. What? None of the above. They're too much work.
Yeah, but if this podcast wore an article of clothing, what is the most unhinged on the list?
Oh, hats have limitless possibility.
That's what I was leaning towards.
Because anything, firstly, anything can be a hat if you try hard enough. Secondly, you can wear multiple hats.
Yeah, you could put any of the other articles of clothing and glue it to a hat.
Ah, good point. Good point. So all of the above isn't technically an option via the hat. I'm good with that. I like hat. Which word best describes you or your project? Funny, cool, tired, ambitious, awkward, smart. I mean, if I was picking me, I would say literally all of them except awkward. No, tired. I feel like, I think we're kind of ambitious with this project, but that's just me. But also, I don't know. What do you think? I've been talking
a lot. I was thinking ambitious too, because we were posting every day. Every day.
Every day. Just in case you didn't catch on, that is every day we will be here. Every day until we're not. But
we don't take weekends off. Nothing.
No.
Every day.
We're sick every day.
And then rip, we die.
Yep. That's how it works. I'd say ambitious. Yeah. I lean with that. I lean with that. I lean with it and I rock with it. Which one were you in high school? See, our project is not old enough to have been in high school, but we'll just let that slide. Nerd, jock, not popular, but not a loner. Theater with an exclamation point. Popular. Or I defy description. I'm not like other podcasts. I'm different.
I mean, I think if you look at any number of our podcasts and us as people, it does scream theater.
It kind of does. Especially with the exclamation point, it especially screams it. It's awfully loud. So I would agree with that for sure. What is this? Do you like pranks? Absolutely not. Only harmless ones. It really depends. I'm a big prankster. I love being pranked. Or sure. Who wrote this? Okay. Sorry, Joanna Bournes. I just realized you are the author. I did not mean to call you out that way, but at the same time, Come on now. Ah, we don't really pull pranks. We're not a prank channel because, well, we don't hate each other. I feel like the majority of pranks, especially pranks that are monetized or at least used for views, can be very mean-spirited, and I'm just not really about it. But what do you think? Does Unhinged like pranks?
Maybe harmless ones. I think there's a prankish energy to you rambling while I get haircut.
That's true.
Kind of a thing. So maybe, like, you know, if it's just genuinely a goof.
Okay. Yeah. I always forget that I literally read all the answers and then forgot that only harmless ones was an option. I'd say only harmless ones. Yeah, that makes sense. What's your favorite meal? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, brunch, snacks? I don't have one. I don't know. Does Unhinged ever eat? I worry about it sometimes because I never see it eat.
No, never sleeps either.
Yeah. Probably should look into that, honestly.
Probably, yeah.
So what do you think? I don't have one?
Yeah.
Who are you in the friend group? The mom? The clown? The social chair? What the heck is a social chair? Hold on.
Google that.
Hang on, yeah, I need answers. Social chair.
Okay. While she's doing that, this is my call out to any listeners to please send in drawings of the most social chair you can imagine.
Yes, please. Social chair definition. Plans and executes social programs for the house. Oh, wait, that's housing. What? Well, what are the duties of a social chair in an organization? The core mission of a social chair is to organize social events. Okay, so just the organizer?
Okay.
Oh, well, Urban Dictionary says they are elected to sit around with their thumbs in their butts and command freshmen to do all of the work. Interesting. Okay, that must be like a college term or organization term? I don't really know.
Weird.
We are not the social chair.
No.
No. Because it has the word social in it. And also chair. Right. Neither are good things. Don't look at what I'm sitting on. So, the mom, the clown, I'm leaving out social chair, the mediator, the baby, or I don't really fall into a role.
I'm torn between the clown and the baby.
Yeah. Why can't we be
like,
the baby
clown?
Like,
we're goofy, we're wild, we're unpredictable. Those could be the clown or the baby. Yeah. We're also needy.
Yeah, and we like naps.
You know, Unhinged, we're kind of needy. We need attention and likes and subscribers. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
Follow me. Feed the beast.
Give me.
So maybe a baby?
Yeah, I'd say the baby. Give me attentions and head
pats.
Bottle
feed me followers and downloads.
If you don't take your like and put it on a spoon, and then go, okay, here comes the light, as you're coming at it, then we might not know what's going on. We are Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know how I feel about that, because I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
I got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Nope, that's song lyric. Scratch that, because I think that might be copyrighted. Actually, no, it's not, but you cannot reprint song lyrics in a book. That's unrelated. My confession that I have never eaten Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Really?
Correct.
Interesting. I think that when you did you ever do the cinnamon sugar toast itself?
Maybe.
Did you ever make cinnamon sugar toast?
I feel as though my mom might have done... was it cinnamon? I assume it must have been cinnamon, because I can't think of anything else she would have sprinkled on toast.
Okay. Today, go make toast, put butter on it, sprinkle sugar, sprinkle cinnamon.
Okay.
It is the best toast. That is superior to the cereal, but if you're not allowed to get that for the day, then you can substitute with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and it's like, okay, this is not as good, but I'll take it. your husband will hate me for this. Microwave it. It's even better. Microwave your cereal. It's so great. It pops in your mouth. Anyway, yeah. I think it's pretty good. You know, I think it means that we are a classic with a little bite.
I'm here, you know, for
a little kick.
It says it right there. We're fun. We've got soul. We're versatile. Are you toast or cereal? No one knows our next move. That actually fits very well. You never know what's coming next. We never know what's coming next. There are a few times that we plan more than, you know, an hour or so ahead. Like, we have a bunch of ideas, but more often than not, it's kind of like a, hey, I had a thought. You want to hear about it?
Yep. What you don't hear is the seconds before we hit record where we say, what are we talking about today?
Yeah.
Every time.
Every single time. Because even if we've already discussed it, we will have forgotten because, well,
yep.
We are neurodivergent. It's part of the fun. So, yeah. I think we've learned a lot about ourselves, about the project itself, and about the quality of BuzzFeed quiz writing. So,
indeed.
Thank you all so very much for tuning in with us today and going through some very interesting quizzes with us. We do appreciate all your support. Please do give us a like and a follow if you like and want to follow, because then you'll find out that... Here's a dirty little secret. We do this every day. I don't know if you know that. So then you'll be able to get the reminders of when exactly we upload. Is it 1 o'clock in the morning? Is it 11 p.m. at night? Wouldn't you like to know? The only way to do that is to follow and or subscribe. So there's my little spiel. But thank you all. Again, I already said that, but I'll say it again because we care so very much. Have a great day and we will catch you here tomorrow, hopefully, because we will be here and we hope you are as well. Bye.
Bye.